This is Catholic Answers Live.
Hello, my friends. Christopher Check, president of Catholic Answers, hosting today's episode with me here in studio, Father Paul Check, my older brother, moral theologian, and soon to take over as rector of the college seminary, the St. John Fisher Seminary in the Diocese of Bridgeport, formerly of executive director of the Courage Apostolate. Our topic today, difficult moral questions. Let's go straight to Bay in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on 1260 AM. How are you, Bay?
Hello, Father. I am fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question for Father is this. What does a separation of spouses look like when the reason for separation is the hardness of heart of one of the spouses? And this comes from the catechism that says divorce is immoral and a grave offense against nature and only tolerable in certain circumstances. And then
that's
it
footnotes
over to the canon law.
Yes.
And canon law talks about how separations should be in accord with divine law. So with no-fault divorce, that got changed. So what would a separation be like that would be in accord with
divine law? It got changed in the positive law.
Yeah, right. So, Bay, good. Great question, but let's make a distinction here. With no-fault divorce, the civil law changed, and from our point of view, regrettably, because it made it much easier to dissolve in the idea of the civil authority, marriage, even though it doesn't touch the sacramental bond. So the church does not accept the idea of no-fault divorce. In fact, divorce is, from the standpoint of the church, a legal fiction. And it's something that she tolerates when one of the spouse's rights are being attacked or undermined and threatened in a very serious way. So things like adultery, so that's a grave breach of trust, or physical abuse, could also be emotional and psychological abuse, I think, of a grievous form. The church, or to protect also the patrimony or the inheritance, I think these are examples that are given in the code. Essentially what the church says is the civil authority may be called upon to protect the rights of the aggrieved party. And the hardness of heart refers to the party who is doing the aggrieving because they have been unfaithful or they are abusive or whatever the case might be. So the separation in this case, without touching the marital bond, without dissolving the covenant, because that's not possible, the mayor can't dissolve a marriage bond any more than he can say you're not baptized anymore. The civil authority is there to protect the rights of the aggrieved party. Does that help?
Well, I was asking what kind of plan would be in accord with divine law when the only reason the spouses are separating is that one has a hardness of heart.
Yes.
So
that's what I've been.
What would that look like if a husband abandons his wife because he's got a hard heart? What kind of separation plan would be in accord with divine law?
Well, as I said, it's to protect the rights of the aggrieved party, and the code presumes that that aggrieved party is going to the pastor of the parish and talking with the priest about how this is going to be done. But that means that there may be times when a house is divided to protect the children from a parent who is drinking too much or is on drugs or is physically violent. And so there may actually wind up being two households established. That's what it could look like. Now, we always hope for a reconciliation, but if it's impossible for the home to be maintained with a certain modicum of peace
and harmony,
then that separation can, in fact, be physical. But it does not touch the marriage bond. Both parties must still continue to live their married vows.
How is that, Bay? Is that helpful?
If the aggrieved party is the woman whose husband is abandoning,
yes,
what would the husband's obligations be towards that woman and the children? Because the no-fault divorce courts don't address this anymore.
Well, according to the natural law, according to natural justice, he has the responsibility to support them.
And
I think the difficulty we have here is with the civil law, not with what the code of canon law permits. You're right to cite the catechism. It's a grave offense against the natural law, as the catechism says, and the civil divorce does not touch the marital covenant. But the problem here is that the civil law is not necessarily protecting the rights of the aggrieved party. If someone abandons, then that spouse, if he's the breadwinner, she's the breadwinner, they have the right, they have the obligation to support the children.
Bay, we're going to need to take a couple more calls here before the end of the hour, but if you'd like to unpack this a little bit more or explore it, please call us here at Catholic Answers, our apologist line, and we can spend as much time with you one-on-one helping you get to the bottom of whatever it is.